Even 10 in the morning here, 8:49 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Two Chicago police officers struck and killed by commuter train during shootout with suspects.
Two
teens arrested as bandits hit eight Wichita businesses over the weekend.
One
man sentenced to 109 years in prison for killing toddler Evan Brewer. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update on your Tuesday morning commute. Traffic running smoothly in the Wichita area right now. No tie-ups or slowdowns to report, nor accidents. KNSS traffic is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, or online at carlstire.com. Check them out. Your home for complete car care, Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Partly sunny today with a high of 55 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 37. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 53. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour and 35 degrees. 8:50, Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck Program. He's going to talk about Wall Street's worst December since 1980. That's one of the topics they'll be talking about. Glenn Beck Program coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. On the noon hour today, I will be at the Taco Bell at 21st and Amadon. I'm going to have $98, our frequency, 98.7, so we're giving away $98 in Christmas cash to some lucky person in the drive-thru lane in the 12 o'clock hour.
All right.
At Taco Bell at 21st and Abedin, and something we like to do with Taco Bell, Christmas cash, we call it. We may be looking at a bah humbug kind of week on Wall Street.
Usually just before Christmas, we see what's called the Santa Claus market rally. Traders tend to keep things positive as people plunk down money for the holidays, but this year, the Grinch may be replacing Santa. The Dow dropped Monday over 500 points. There was a 496-point drop last Friday. Investors worry about what the Federal Reserve may do during its policy meeting this week. They're also worried about China and tariffs. All this worry comes even though there's plenty of positive news on the domestic side, with low U.S. unemployment and strong consumer spending expected for the holiday season. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And having raised interest rates with steady regularity in recent months, the Federal Reserve may embrace a new message this week, flexibility. Today, as you heard, the Fed is set to announce its fourth rate hike of the year, but after this week, no one is sure what it will do. Neither, most likely, is the Fed itself. Now we'll look at local business news. Applications open January 2nd for Launch Prep, a new entrepreneurial program at Wichita State University's Center for Entrepreneurship. Program gives an early-stage company access to a select group of business mentors to help get the venture off the ground. For more information, you can contact the center at 316-978-6269. The Douglas Design District is getting a retail incubator. Thanks to monies from the Knight Foundation Fund via the Wichita Community Foundation, a renovated 500-square-foot space next to the workroom at 150 North Cleveland will be set up for entrepreneurs to help jumpstart their business. Selected small retail businesses that make it through an application process will have a chance at $500, a subsidy on rent for the space, mentorship opportunities, and signage that will be visible from First Street. One small business will be selected each year of the five-year program. Total investment from the Knight Foundation is just over $55,000. And Cake TV anchor Jim Grimes is leaving the station to take a similar job in West Palm Beach, Florida, Cake announced Monday. Grimes anchors the 5, 6, and 10 p.m. newscasts. He came to Wichita from a Dallas station in 2016. Cake did not say who will replace him, nor did they give us what will be Grimes' last day. And there's some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Television personalities, you know, it used to be that at one time that radio got a rap as, you know, our personalities came and went so fast that you couldn't keep up with who the DJ was. But here in the last few years, I think television's kind of taken over. Their talent usually doesn't stick around long. Now, we've had a couple of huge, you know, exceptions in this market. You can name a few people who stayed on the air for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, people come and go pretty quick. I don't know. What do you think? Every couple of 3 years, somebody
oh, yeah, they sign a 2 or 3 year contract, and they do their time here, and they move somewhere else.
And they move along to their next big gig, as we say. 8:54, Steve and Ted here on a Tuesday morning, and coming up at 9 o'clock, The KNSS News will be talking about Wichita City Council set to extend tax breaks for several businesses. That's coming up at 9 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.